He had this kerosene lamp with a globe, you know. But we did, we used it. We were there with me and my grandmother, man. I know we used the flame. Good job. Got more points you want to call? I like to ride horses. I never did get a horse from Sweden. Like I said, the only thing we had was meat. And the other day when I bought that horse, I told him that we was enjoying it together because I never had a horse. I always wanted one. So we got one together. I got a nice horse out there just to ride.
Did you spoil him
today? What was that?
Did you spoil him?
I bought him about, it was about 2 months ago. We've had the pony for quite a while. I didn't have the music.
You had it for
9 years. My music died. I want to get back far enough. I showed you my albums to get through some of the stuff that we've been talking about.
Yeah, I'd like to see some of it. Say if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, you say she'd take along a little square cloth to use as a...
sample.
And something a woman might wear over a dress in the kitchen.
Hey.
And to tell your name and age, you'd use a...
yeah.
And to hold the baby's diaper in place.
Pina.
And a dime is worth.
Yeah, same.
And it was real cold outside. Before you went out, you put on a...
jacket.
Or a...
coat.
And what would a man wear if he was going to go to church on Sunday? What would the parson wear?
Coat. Time. Are you talking about now or back when I was coming?
What they used to have when you
come out? I would say that a suit would require, I mean, if you had a suit on, you need a coat and a tie and pants and everything. But there was a lot of people on there at one more time. They think they were real dressed, but they just wouldn't wear a tie. They'd wear a nice shirt and a coat and a pants. But he wouldn't have the time.
Did you ever see it?
I still consider it now. Now then, I didn't think much about it, but now I know to be dressed at that time needs to be there.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you remember a three-piece suit?
Yeah,
face.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
People used to have
it. Yeah.
And Richard pants, is there any other name for pants?
Richard.
Okay. And say if you had gone outside without your coat and you wanted it, you might say, if you go inside and what be my coat?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And now listen, I'll tell you what. There again, I want to tell you what I've experienced. Certain people use a certain term.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this uncle of mine that was doing the farming for us, he don't do it yet. He still uses this word fetch.
Mm-hmm.
But even as a young boy, I didn't use that word. It didn't sound right to me.
Mm-hmm.
But he would always, he was noted to use that word. Fetch me the hammer. Bring me, he could lose his hammer. Old it was over with work. Fetch me this or fetch me that.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say that. I said, bring me this or bring me that.
Mm-hmm.
But now he would. And I find out that different people have got different terms that they brought up and they still hang with it. So.
Mm-hmm. So he went inside the house and what we might cook.
Well.
And he said, here I have
your coat.
Brought
your coat too.
Uh-huh. And he said, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
was just right.
It's quite perfectly.
It fit.
And said if you had an